Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we have Northern Sunrise County Reeve, Carolyn Kolobaba. Madam Reeve, thank you for taking the time to join us on such a hot issue.
You bet. Absolutely glad to have done it.
All right. So I guess the first question is that you saw this, and it came in a letter on July 23rd about that there's going to be four potential scenarios for oil and gas companies to get a property tax reduction. Most of these letters were either dated the 23rd or the 24th of July. Were you getting the sense that something was happening, or is this the first that you heard of it and it was kind of like a blindside?
Well, I feel I was blindsided by it. Certainly there was no elected officials on there. And just to give you a little insight, the province asked us to get to a 5-to-1 tax ratio, which means that if we charged a dollar for taxes to a resident, we couldn't charge more than 5 times that to the oil company. So we are far under that. And most municipalities did get to it. They asked us to write off $3 million in oil and gas taxes that have not been paid. And we did that. We wrote it off. They gave us $300,000 back for educational tax on that tax. Then they said, well, try the 5% reduction if people pay their taxes before June 30th. So we did that. Or they could defer it to December 31st. So that cost us another $1 million. They asked us to get in to work with our neighbors and form agreements with shared services. So we did that. So that's costing us $1.5 million in one municipality and close to $500,000 in another. The medical clinic, we built that. It was $6 million. The libraries take funding. The senior lodges will be affected. As soon as our assessment drops, then so does the payout to the lodges. So that has to be shifted onto the urbans then, because there's just no other way of doing that. The educational tax also will be a shift to the population. The rec center, we contributed to those things as well in communities, and of course that would change. Policing, they are insisting that we pay policing costs now, and that'll range anywhere from $118,000 to well over $300,000 for Northern Sunrise alone. So the oil and gas industry, we've paved roads and bridges and tried to get our roads as safe as possible for them to commute back and forth. We have used their money very wisely. So if the ratio changes from anywhere as high as it could move our tax residential tax base up to about 512%. So that's pretty scary. And it's a 17% out of our budget that would be lost. We also have the potable water to farm homes. So that's in large pipelines and those things. And it also goes out to First Nation groups. We did bans on roads this year because they, we took bans off the roads this year because they asked us to help the farmers. So we did that. I mean, the farmers pushed through, oil and gas pushed through. The reserves that we have are held for the assets that we need to pay for. So in order to get grants, we were told that we had to do an asset management plan and a three-year operating plan and a five-year capital plan. So we've done that. We have reserves in our account so that we can pay for when those roads or infrastructure come up that have to be redone. Now, if there's any changes whatsoever, it's absolutely horrific for us. And the changes that they're proposing, whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, they're all not beneficial to the smaller companies. They're most beneficial to the top about 25 companies in Alberta. So, and there's no guarantee that that money will stay in Alberta even. So anyone who's, I think the province has let the fox into the hen house, and it's a sad day because there was no elected officials allowed to be on there. It was all bureaucrats. And we have no way of knowing how these formulas even came to fruition. We did have Virginia Hills. We wrote off $600,000 out of their little expenditures as well. So the oil and gas companies can pay to their shareholders, but they certainly don't want to pay taxes. And that's a sad day because we've always done what's right by oil and gas and not tried to take any more money than what was needed. And now we feel like this is just like a knife in our back, and the same with the province even considering such a thing when they know full well that it'll bankrupt some municipalities. It's shameful. And I think it's very sneaky how they decided in the last week of their sitting session to let us know of what they're thinking about, and we only have till the end of August to try and get them to say zero change and find a different way. I mean, even all the billions that the feds and the provincial government have tossed into the fund for oil and gas sector, some are still leaving. They're packing their bags and taking $9 billion out of the province and saying, well, we're going to Saskatchewan. But they're saying the reason they're doing that is because of the quota on oil. So right now they can only sell so much oil through the pipeline because they're full or however they want to do it. So it's a quota base. Why are you doing this to the municipalities? I just do not understand it for the life of me. So last Thursday, we met at the legislative building and we turned our backs on this government until they can see more wisely.
Now, I know, Carolyn, you had mentioned before that you were hoping to have a chat with either MLA Pat Williams or MLA Dan Williams and MLA Pat Rain, of course, Dan for MLA for Peace River, Pat MLA for Lesser Slave Lake. Have you had a chance to chat with them yet?
So Thursday morning, we had a quick meeting with both of them. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will meet with Dan Williams, and Pat Rain hasn't scheduled yet, but try to educate them on how serious this matter is and how much it will drive municipalities into the hole. And there's no way that those oil and gas sector are going to say, well, you know what, now that we're making money, we'll pay into the coffer. So right off the bat on the assessment, even before an assessor walks onto the property, they get a 25% reduction from the province. And then we gave them a 5% reduction. So that's a 30% reduction in your taxes. Boy, wouldn't I like that. So, I think there has to be a lot more talked about it. It can't be all capsided.
Fair enough. And did you at least get the indication from the discussions you had with the MLAs that they're hearing you and they will definitely advocate for you?
Not yet. We are still after today. I hope that they will see, that they will see the right way on the writing here. But we will educate them in the best way we can, and then we'll wait for their decision. And let's hope it is a good decision, because, there's two ways this thing can go. The intermunicipal agreements can be all canceled because if there's no money, we can't pay them. So that's going to hurt even the urbans. Or, maybe we have to look at a rural party where the rurals, even though chances of them winning would be slim to none, but the same token, so did the NDP, not think they would win. But however, one way or another, this has to be looked at. There's no way that municipalities should be harmed by this. There's only one taxpayer, whether it's in Alberta or Canada, it's one. So what that one taxpayer is paying, municipal tax, he's paying provincial, and he's paying federal. Now, the feds are taking their money and sharing it all over the world. The Progressive and Third Party wants to give it back to the oil and gas companies while hoping they will stay in Alberta with no guarantees. And then the municipal government is left to shoulder the brunt of the citizens if they don't see their taxes being spent wisely. Well, it's a shame that this is happening in Alberta right now, that the municipalities have to turn on the province.
Fair enough. And I guess another interesting thing you mentioned is that obviously the mill rate would have to go up or services would have to go down, and obviously staff would have to be cut as well. So I guess maybe one thing they could say is that, well, I guess their friends over at the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers may be getting a discount. What about the poor people who, work on the roads, or public works employees, or anybody, for that example? Their jobs could be on the line because of this.
Yeah, absolutely. A large percentage of our workforce in the province through rural municipalities would have to see a drop. Like, you can't sustain what you have if you don't have an income. It's like telling somebody to run a household, but at the same time picking money out of their pocket is crazy. And economic development, I thought that was the biggest thing for Alberta. Well, if you take away from municipalities, economic development in the rural is going to come to a halt, because usually the municipalities are the biggest pushers for economic development in the region.
And I guess another thing on the protest, did anybody come out, acknowledge you guys, or did you get some horn honking or acknowledgement?
So we did see three members of the NDP party came out. Jason Nixon skirted by us on the outer rim, didn't stop even when he was called. So, I don't know what the issue is, but at this point, I certainly do know that we are right and this thing has to be fixed.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, thanks.
All right, awesome. This is Carolyn Kolobaba on the Trending 55 Newsroom's Hot Seat.